morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
Oh, yeah.
I love Rick Ross, but what I realized at
Which
the gym yesterday. No, I'm not Rick Ross.
No.
I'm Captain Caucasian over here. But I love Rick Ross, okay?
And I love
that song. I think I actually listen to it every time I go to the gym, okay?
You just called yourself Captain Caucasian.
Yes, I did. Anyway, Captain Caucasian over here. I went up to a guy yesterday that looked like Rick Ross, and he was working out next to me. And I thought it'd be a good idea to be like, hey, man. Anybody ever say you look like Rick Ross? And he said, hell no. Come on, man. Really? And
oh
I
my
said,
God, Kyle, this is what you do for trying to seem cool.
No, see, and the bigger problem was I thought it'd be funny to get my picture with this guy so I could get it.
Oh my God.
So I
you
could,
did not.
So I could tweet it out and say,
where was I?
Hey, look, I saw Rick Ross at the gym.
God, no.
So then, even after he's like, come on, man, really? I then followed it up with, hey, man, could I get a, you know, picture with you so I can, you know, tweet it out or put it
Nobody
on Facebook.
Nobody wants to do that in the gym. No one wants to take a picture in the gym. How did I, if I was him, like, you're lucky that he didn't take a dumbbell to your head. Like,
I know.
You are lucky.
I'm just mad that Rick Ross did not take his picture with me.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
he's probably like, who are you?
And then I just ran away like a scared little child after that happened. I didn't know what was about to happen next. And now I'm embarrassed to go back to the gym today if he's working out because I want to see Rick Ross.
You should be. He could probably stomp on your head.
See, here's the thing that happens at gyms, though. I mean, people say stupid stuff at the gym. Usually it's not a guy like me going up to another dude and saying they look like Rick Ross.
Yeah.
But I know ladies deal with stupid crap that's said to them. Like, all the time. What's, like, the strangest thing that's been said to you,
well,
or maybe
I mean,
a girl
not
that
really
you know.
Anything that like has been said to me, so I'll just have random dudes like come up next to me and like be on the next elliptical. I'm like, no guy is wants to do like an hour of cardio next to me who's like 55 years old.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't hear you, earbuds are in. But my roommate Deborah, like some dude stalked her life. Like he just would not leave her alone. He's like, I really like you, and she said he was old.
This is what happens.
Tried to
at
give
gyms.
His number, and she's like, okay, no, this
okay.
is not happening.
Real quick, before I got this gig, I actually used to work at a gym on the north side. Like 116th and Cumberland, if you
right.
can figure that out, okay?
Okay?
And it happened all the time. We had to actually kick a guy out of the gym for something stupid that he had said.
What?
After so many times, he was creeping on the ladies, and we're like, man, you got to go. He'd say, like, oh, man, I love the way your glutes look, you know, when you're doing that
That's
exercise.
That's why I stay in the cardio area up top. Like, I'm afraid of going into the weights. It's like a meat market.
It's like
it
a
is.
Meat market. Oh, man, I hope I don't run into Rick Ross today. 239-1009. What a stupid thing has been said to you at the gym that you'll never forget. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Same.